Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in because today we are diving into one of the most visually spectacular and exam-relevant topics in your OCR GCSE physics course, hydroelectric power. This is topic 5.11 and it comes up regularly in the exam, often worth between 4 and 6 marks in a single question. So whether you're revising for your foundation or higher tier paper, this episode is going to give you everything you need. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the core science, the energy transfers, the calculations, the pump storage system, and then I'll walk you through the exam tips and the common mistakes that cost students marks every single year. We'll finish with a quick fire quiz so you can test yourself before we wrap up. Grab a pen and paper if you can, because active note-taking will help you remember this so much better. Ready? Let's go. So, what actually is hydroelectric power? At its heart, it's a beautifully simple idea. You take water, you put it at a height, and you let gravity do the work. The water falls, it spins a turbine, and that turbine drives a generator, which produces electricity. Simple. But the examiners want you to be precise about the energy transfers involved, and this is where many candidates lose marks. Let's walk through the energy transfer chain step by step. Step 1. The water sits in a reservoir at the top of a dam. Because it has mass and it's at a height, it stores gravitational potential energy. We abbreviate this as GPE. This is your starting energy store. When the exam asks, what is the initial energy store? The answer is always gravitational potential energy. 1 mark, done. Step 2, the sluice gates open and the water rushes downward through large pipes called penstocks. As it falls, that GPE is transferred into kinetic energy, the energy of movement. The water is now moving very fast. Step 3, this fast-moving water hits the blades of a turbine, causing it to spin. Now here's a really important point that trips up so many students. The turbine itself also has kinetic energy as it spins. So at this stage, you have kinetic energy in the water and kinetic energy in the turbine. Both matter. If an exam question asks you to describe the full energy transfer sequence and you skip the turbine's kinetic energy, you will lose a mark. Step 4. The spinning turbine is connected to a generator. Inside the generator, coils of wire rotate within a magnetic field, and this electromagnetic induction produces electrical energy. This electrical energy then travels through cables to the national grid and eventually to homes and businesses. So the full sequence, and I want you to say this out loud with me, is gravitational potential energy to kinetic energy of the water, to kinetic energy of the turbine, to electrical energy, GPE, KE water, KE turbine, electrical. Brilliant. Now let's talk about the key formula you absolutely must know. The gravitational potential energy stored by the water is calculated using GPE equals M times G times H, where M is the mass of the water in kilograms, G is the gravitational field strength, which on Earth is 9.8 newtons per kilogram, and H is the height of the water above the turbine in meters. The answer comes out in joules. Here's a worked example. Suppose a dam holds 500,000 kilograms of water at a height of 80 meters. What is the GPE? GPE equals 500,000 times 9.8 times 80. That gives us 500,000 times 784, which equals 392 million joules, or 392 megajoules. Always include your units. Now, if you need to find the power output, you use power equals energy divided by time. But, and this is critical, the time must be in seconds. If the question gives you time in minutes or hours, you must convert first. Multiply minutes by 60, multiply hours by 3600. This is one of the most common unit errors in the entire GCSE physics exam. There's also a third formula that sometimes appears in more challenging questions. If the exam gives you the volume of water rather than its mass, you'll need to use density equals mass divided by volume, rearranged to mass equals density times volume. The density of water is 1,000 kilograms per cubic meter. That's a value worth memorizing. Now let's move on to pumped storage. This is a higher tier concept, but it's absolutely fascinating and very likely to appear in your exam. Pumped storage is a clever solution to a problem. Electricity demand is not constant. During the day, especially in the morning and evening when people are cooking, watching TV, and using heating, demand is high. But at night, when most people are asleep, demand drops significantly. The problem is that some power stations, like nuclear, can't easily be switched on and off. They produce electricity continuously. So what do we do with the surplus electricity at night? We use it to pump water from a lower reservoir back up to the upper reservoir. We're essentially storing energy as gravitational potential energy, like charging a giant battery. Then, when demand surges, say at halftime during a major football match when millions of kettles are switched on simultaneously, the water is released from the upper reservoir, flows through the turbines, and generates electricity within seconds. This is the key advantage of hydroelectric power over other renewables. It has a very short startup time. Wind turbines can't be switched on instantly. Solar panels need sunlight. But a hydroelectric station can respond to demand surges almost immediately. Hydroelectric power is also a renewable energy source because the water cycle continuously replenishes the reservoir through rainfall. However, and this is an important distinction for the exam, renewable does not automatically mean reliable. Wind and solar are renewable, but unreliable because they depend on weather. Hydroelectric power is both renewable and relatively reliable because the operator can control when to release the water. This is a crucial point that examiners specifically look for. Finally, let's consider the environmental and economic impacts. On the positive side, no fuel costs, low running costs, no carbon dioxide emissions during operation, and long operational lifetimes. On the negative side, extremely high capital costs to build the dam and infrastructure. And the environmental impacts can be severe. Flooding of valleys destroys habitats and displaces communities. Rotting vegetation submerged under the reservoir releases methane, a potent greenhouse gas, and disrupting river flow can devastate aquatic ecosystems and fish migration patterns. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the most important tips. Tip 1, when asked to describe the energy transfer in a hydroelectric power station, always include the turbine's kinetic energy as a separate step. The sequence is GPE, KE water, KE turbine, electrical. 4 steps. Don't skip the turbine. Tip 2. Hydroelectric power is not free. Students often write, it's free because it uses water. This is incorrect and will lose you marks. The correct answer is that it has zero fuel costs and low running costs, but it has very high capital costs. That means the upfront construction costs are enormous. Tip 3. Do not confuse renewable with reliable. Renewable means the energy source is naturally replenished. Reliable means it can produce electricity consistently when needed. Hydroelectric is both, but for different reasons. Renewable because of the water cycle. Reliable because the flow of water can be controlled. Tip 4. In calculation questions, always check your units. If time is given in minutes, multiply by 60. If in hours, multiply by 3600. If volume is given instead of mass, use density equals mass over volume to find the mass first. Tip 5. For evaluate questions worth 4 to 6 marks, you must present both advantages and disadvantages and then make a judgment. Use evidence from the question. Examiners are looking for a balanced argument with a conclusion. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the initial energy store in a hydroelectric power station? The answer is gravitational potential energy, or GPE. Question 2. What is the formula for gravitational potential energy? The answer is GPE equals M times G times H. Question 3. In pumped storage, when is water pumped up to the upper reservoir? The answer is during periods of low demand, typically at night. Question 4. Give one specific environmental impact of building a large dam. Acceptable answers include flooding of valleys, release of methane from rotting vegetation, disruption of aquatic habitats, or displacement of communities. Question 5. Why does hydroelectric power have a short startup time? Because the flow of water can be controlled. The sluice gates can be opened almost instantly to meet sudden increases in demand. Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a lightning summary. Hydroelectric power converts GPE to KE to electrical energy. Don't forget the turbine's KE in the middle. The key formula is GPE equals MGH. Power equals energy divided by time, always in seconds. Pumped storage acts like a giant rechargeable battery, pumping water up at night and releasing it during peak demand. Hydroelectric is renewable and reliable because the water flow is controllable. It has high capital costs but low running costs. Environmental impacts include habitat flooding, methane release, and ecosystem disruption. You've got this. Go back and test yourself on those retrieval questions, and good luck in your exam. You're going to do brilliantly. See you next time.